Welcome into this week's episode of the Wrap Up Podcast. The best news and sports stories from this week at Gainesville.com and Gatorsports.com. We're brought to you by the Gainesville Sun and the USA Today Network. I'm your co-host, Brad McClinney.
And I'm Javon Harris, your breaking news and social justice reporter.
Well, back again, Javon. How are you doing this week?
Back at it. Doing good, Brad. How are you?
I'm all right. Been doing a lot of work around my house, so I've been pretty tired recently, but, you know, that's just how the summers go.
I was going to say, yeah, particularly with this heat, you know, it'll drain you pretty quickly.
Ooh, luckily I got a pool at the house. Let's tell you that. So obviously, as we're hitting the summer, there's not as much news in the sports world. I got a few, but Javon, why don't you start us off with some news stories?
Yeah, definitely. So there are some Florida hospitals struggling to meet a demand from the governor's office for information on undocumented patients they treat. In September of last year, Governor Ron DeSantis signed an executive order requiring the Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration to begin collecting data from hospitals on the amount of money spent on caring for undocumented immigrants. The problem? Well, most healthcare facilities don't question patients about their immigration status before treating those in need, including U of Health Shands and HCA Florida North Florida Hospitals here in Gainesville. Both facilities have said that they don't verify a patient's immigration status prior to treatment. This is true of many hospitals in Florida. The Gainesville Sun contacted the State Agency for Healthcare Administration, which represents about 200 hospitals around the state, to determine if the state planned to impose any type of penalty for hospitals that failed to report the requisite data. But we did not receive a response.
In our first sports story on Wednesday, Alachua County Court Judge Mishon Rawls assigned Florida Gators quarterback Anthony Richardson an essay for his charge of speeding at least 30 miles an hour over the speed limit. On April 4th, Richardson was pulled over at 4:11 a.m. for going 105 miles an hour in a 60-mile-an-hour zone. For his violation, Richardson preemptively completed a 12-hour traffic school program and also paid a $349 fine. But the judge was dissatisfied with Richardson's explanation of why he was driving so fast. Richardson said he wasn't paying attention when a sheriff's deputy stopped him. "I just remember driving home that night," Richardson said during his court hearing. "I was putting in my maps, and I didn't realize I was going that fast because I looked up and seen blue lights, and that's pretty much all I remember." Weeks before Richardson was ticketed for going 105 in Florida, he was also ticketed for driving 90 miles an hour in a 70-mile-an-hour zone on an interstate in Georgia.
To follow up on a story from last week, lawmakers are demanding answers from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs about emergency room care at its largest hospitals after an investigation found that Malcolm Randall VA Medical Center emergency department here in Gainesville was negligent in its care of a patient who died. U.S. Senators Marco Rubio, Rick Scott, and U.S. Representative Kat Kamick, all Republicans, sent a letter to the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough, saying they were, quote, appalled at the findings of an Office of Inspector General investigation into the June 2020 incident. The report says the VA failed to provide emergency care to a veteran at the Malcolm Randall Emergency Department, which resulted in the veteran's death. The VA has not released the veteran's name.
Well, it's all over for the Florida baseball and softball teams. They saw their seasons end last weekend as the baseball team lost to Oklahoma in the Gainesville Regionals. The softball team, though, made it all the way to Oklahoma City for the Women's College World Series. But after a pair of losses, the team got sent home.
A judge on Wednesday postponed the sentencing of a driver charged with a tragic hit-and-run crash that resulted in the death of a University of Florida student. The defendant, Joshua Figueroa, 32, of Gainesville, faces a maximum of 30 years in prison, but has been in the hospital since Sunday, according to Fresh Take Florida. Attorneys in the case have not detailed the cause for his hospitalization. Figueroa, who has changed his plea from not guilty to no contest, is accused of fleeing the scene after hitting and killing Margaret Paxton on December 9th of 2020 while she was crossing West University Avenue near Gail Lemoran Drive here in Gainesville. He was arrested about 6 months after her death by Gainesville police.
Well, our final sports story today talks about the last University of Florida team competing. It is the Gators track and field teams. The Florida men's and women's programs have an array of athletes that have qualified to compete in the NCAA Track and Field Outdoor Championships in Eugene, Oregon. As a team, the men are ranked fourth going into the championships. Several of the men have qualified for the finals. Joseph Fonboulet, who won the 100-meter championship last year, ran a 10.03 in this year's 100 meters to qualify for the finals. But all eyes are on the Gators women's squad, who's ranked second going into the meet. This group of ladies already won the SEC championships and are laser-focused on the national championships.
Gainesville police are investigating another vehicle crash that has left a pedestrian dead, the department announced on Thursday. Shortly after midnight on Monday, May 22nd, GPD officers responded to an accident involving a pedestrian near the Publix shopping plaza on North Main Street. Following an initial investigation, police discovered that the pedestrian, who remains unnamed, was walking in the southbound lane along Main Street when a vehicle traveling northbound collided and killed her. The pedestrian was transported to UF Health Shands Hospital, where she later died from her injuries. The crash is still under investigation, and police have not issued any citations or filed any charges. And in other news, Governor Ron DeSantis rebuked Florida Democrats this week, describing their efforts to reform state gun laws as a move that will, quote, kneecap the rights of Florida's law-abiding citizens. DeSantis's rebuke came a day after Florida Democrats launched a poll asking the GOP-led legislature to reconvene in Tallahassee and address gun violence. Not a single Republican voted in support of the poll. Without DeSantis's blessing, chances that a GOP majority will sign on are slim to none. Polling closes Friday. If the Democrats are successful, however, lawmakers want to tackle a slew of gun issues, including universal background checks, large capacity rifle magazines, and an expansion of Florida's red flag law. A successful poll requires 60% in both chambers or the blessing of DeSantis and House and Senate leadership.
All right, Javon, another great week wrapped up.
Yes, another. Man, the time is really flying, I tell you what.
I mean, already June.
Already. Whew. in the midst of it.
And it's hot.
Exactly.
Well, thank you all for listening to another episode. Check out all the great news and sports coverage at Gainesville.com and Gatorsports.com. Thank you to all the reporters whose work we compiled to contribute to the stories you heard today. Javon Harris, John Henderson, Troy Myers, Katie Delk, Graham Hall, Ansley Lee, Jason Delgado. I'm Brad McClinney. Thank you for listening.
And I'm Javon Harris. Take care and have a good weekend.